Hello. Good evening, everyone. It's Coach Kathy coming in hot, right off a coaching call. How is everybody tonight? Good evening. Good evening. You can hear me okay? Good. Excellent. Good evening. Good evening. All right. I sound good. Awesome. We are going to talk about how to stop messing around with the same 5 pounds tonight, right? Anybody here on a little bit of a stall? Anybody here kind of cruising with the same up and down? Yeah. That's what this call is good for, right? This call is good to see what we can figure out about what's getting in your way of losing some more weight. How about that? Good stuff, right? Okay, so if you want to coach with me tonight, if you want to talk to me about how to quit messing around with those same 5 pounds, I want you to go ahead and raise your hand and we will talk. I am, I don't know if I've told y'all. Oh, Shelly's got her hand raised. Great. More people, more people. We're here for an hour, y'all. I'm in a little bit of a stall myself. So I don't know how much of this you know. So I'll give you a little background. I lost my weight originally with Corinne, about 80 pounds. I allowed myself to put 10 back on because the last 10 I lost in a way that I wasn't ready to live life. Okay. So I lost the 80. Let myself, and MJ talks about this a little bit, right? You can get yourself down as long as you want, as far as you want, but you might not like the way you did it. And for me, it was no sugar, no flour, no Ritz crackers, no bread, no dessert, no nothing, no sugar, anything. And I didn't like that life. I love Ritz crackers. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I love grilled cheese. So let myself put on about 10 more pounds. Well, then over time, weight creeped up a little bit. Just kind of, I want to say it just kind of happened. It didn't just kind of happen. Weight creeped up, and then guess who started getting sick? I got a kidney stone, ended up in the hospital with sepsis. Later that summer, I had breast cancer. And breast cancer required surgery, radiation, and hormone therapy. Well, guess who was already in menopause by this time, went on hormone therapy, and the weight just really shot up. Eating didn't change a whole lot, but medical traumas, weight shot up. I was like, girl, I got to do something. Got myself together, started to go back down the scale. And I'm getting real close to where I was. But I'm about 8 pounds off and I'm in a stall. So I'm thinking, and this has been since about the 1st of December. I'm thinking, all right, what am I willing to do in order to pull that last 8 pounds off? So that's what this call is about, right? What are you willing to do? What kind of changes are you willing to make? That's the action step. But it's also the thinking and the feeling part that gets in the way, right? I don't want to have to do that. I love my grilled cheese sandwiches. Maybe a grilled cheese sandwich is okay, but not every day, right? So what are we willing to think about the work that we need to do? That's helpful too, right? That's what we need to dig into. So Shelly has got her hand raised. So I'm going to go ahead and call you up. Still the only hand that's raised. So if y'all want coaching tonight, if y'all want to talk to Coach Kathy, now's your time. Shelly, let's get you up here. If you guys want to talk in the chat, please feel free. Make sure you are talking to everyone. Your little blue box in your chat box says everyone, so that everyone can see what you've got to say. Hello. Look at you, Mike.
It was funny. I was in the middle of recording my podcast and my little reminder came up, and I've been telling myself for like 2 months that I need to get on these calls. And I was like, let me just stop what I'm doing. I look like crap. I haven't even thought about what I was going to say, but when you were like, if you want to be coached, raise your hand, I was like, that's why I'm paying my monthly dues, so let's get on it. Here
Absolutely,
I am.
absolutely. Points for you for taking advantage of a coaching opportunity that's right here for you, right?
And
Okay.
it's something that has been, I appreciate you sharing your story as we were getting the call started, because that's very much where I'm at, minus most of those medical conditions. I got my own stuff going on with that, but I last year, like before last summer, I had about 18 months, I lost 53 pounds, and I want to lose about 35 more, but I decided over the summer, let's just see if I can maintain, because I've lost 45, 50 pounds before and have always gained it back because I always did it with restriction. I lost this Corinne's way. It was relatively easy. There were some days where, there was a struggle, but for the most part it was easy. It was slow, which I was fine with, and I kept it off over the summer, and then I don't know what happened. My brain was like, "All right, let's get back on it so that we can lose that 30 pounds." And then I went haywire and I've gained 10 pounds.
Okay, what when you said, let's get back on it, how did that feel in your body?
Not good.
No.
It's like it triggered all the past, like no carbs, no dairy, no nothing that is fun. That means you can't go out to dinner with your friend. I mean, it was like a whole mental load of bullshit of stuff I can't do anymore, which is dumb because I know I can do it because I did
Well, it's not dumb.
it.
It's what Corinne would call diet trauma. If you think
Yes.
about it,
Yeah.
right? Because I don't know how old you are, but I'm 60, and
I'm
there's a
57,
lot of
so yeah.
57. There's a lot of diet trauma in my background.
Yes.
There's years of Weight Watchers. There's keto diets.
Yeah.
There's I've talked about this before. Did you ever see that diet that came out? It was like eat these things for 3 days, then whatever you want for 4 days.
Yeah.
That was the diet. I had to eat a lot of canned beets.
Oh,
That
yeah.
was the beet fixer for me. Yeah, so we've all done those things, and hungry and feeling bad, and so we have those memories, but that kind of stuff, Shelley, is also stored in our body. That kind of trauma is also stored in our body, so that when we say we're going to get back on it, our bodies are like, oh no, we're not. I'm sending up all the urges because I know what's going to happen.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So recognizing that. So, the part of it is being careful with the words you use, but the other part of it is going, oh, I see what's happening. Right?
Yeah.
I see what's happening there. So that's why I asked, how does that feel? Because whenever you say something like that and you have that kind of reaction to it, your first job is to go, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
How do I want to work with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I stopped you there. Back on it. What happened then? 10 pounds? Is that what you said?
I've like been I gained 10 pounds, and then I've just been kind of like between a 5 and 10 pound gain. Like it's I go back and forth. Like I'll drop the 5 pounds fairly easily, and then I'm just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Okay, so when you drop the 5 pounds fairly easily, what happens?
I made my plan, I left bites, and I drank my water. I mean, it's all pretty simple.
Okay, so you get on the scale, 5 pounds down, and then what?
And then so I used to have a lot of scale drama. Like for I couldn't get on the scale for a long time. I now weigh myself every single day, and it's a number. And sometimes I have the reaction of, yeah, that makes sense. And sometimes I'm like, okay, cool. And like when I'm the 5 pounds down, it was like better. So like we're going the right direction where we want to be going. And then the next day it might be up 3 or 4 pounds. It's like fluctuating a lot day to day.
Oh, so it's okay. The reason I asked the question is sometimes when 5 pounds, we get 5 pounds down and we're like, whew,
Yeah,
that worked. I can let off the gas a little bit, right?
yeah. No, I don't. I
But
used to do that. Very I used to do that a
okay.
lot, but I spent a lot of time journaling on through that. So now it's just like, okay, that makes sense. Most of the time it's, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So what if I were to tell you you're doing a really great job at maintaining a maintenance range? How does that feel?
Part of me says, yes, I did do a great job at that. And I don't want to be doing that anymore.
Yeah. So that's sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes our weight does fluctuate.
Yeah.
Corinne talks about this. She could be up 4 pounds after leg day.
Yeah.
I have one overeat at a Mexican restaurant and I'm up 3 pounds. But it comes right back off,
Yeah.
right? It's
But it's
sometimes.
like the it's for me it's been this has been going on for like 6, 7, 8 weeks, probably
Okay.
more than that.
All
And
right.
it's there was the incremental gain, and now I'm like fluctuating there. So I
Okay.
want to just go to the
So,
other
where are
direction.
you overeating?
I'm not leaving as many bites as I used to. I typically only eat twice a day. I eat lunch and dinner. Excuse me. I do have a piece of chocolate every night. Just one little piece. As if I need to justify that. But
You need to justify it to somebody. Sounds like it's you.
I know exactly. It's fine. I did that when I lost my 53 pounds too, so it's okay.
Good to know.
I love me some chocolate. I also know what happens when I deny myself chocolate. It's not pretty.
One piece of chocolate isn't going to get in the way of
Exactly.
losing,
Exactly.
however many pounds you want to lose.
But I think I have incorporated Coca-Cola back into my diet. I don't drink it maybe a couple times a week. I used to have a serious Coca-Cola addiction. It was bad. But now I can drink it and not want 10 more glasses. Like I can have one and it's okay, but it has creeped back in a little bit more. I used to maybe drink one or two a month, and now it's more like two or three a week. So I would say that not leaving bites behind at most meals. I was pretty good about leaving my bites behind. I do it when I think about it. I think I'm also eating while I'm busy doing other things. I'm not just sitting down for a meal. I live by myself with my dogs, so I'm often working, or I'm in between meetings, or rushing out the door because I gotta go play pickleball. So I'm usually shoveling food in my mouth.
So what does enough feel like to you?
I struggled with that for a really long time. I think most of the time, if I eat slowly, I'll recognize it because I'll start pushing my food around looking for that perfect last bite. And that's usually when I'm like, okay, we're done. I won't eat that last bite. But I think lately I've been, I don't know if stressed is the right word. Like I would say more like a high velocity kind of a lot of stuff going on. And so I'm not really paying attention, I think, which is why I'm clearly not stopping it enough.
Yeah, the reason, you know why I asked that question? Let me ask you. Do you know why I asked that?
Well, we got to know where enough is to leave. If I'm going to leave bites, I need to know where enough is.
Exactly. It's not, you could serve yourself an entire pizza
Right.
and leave two bites and overeat. You could serve
Exactly. Yes.
yourself a big hump of Chinese food and leave a couple of bites and still overeat. So it's not just leaving bites. Leaving bites is the tool we use to decide whether or not we've had enough, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about, it's not just about leaving bites. That's a good thing to do if you're using the bites left as a way to find enough. Because,
Yeah.
one of my favorite things to say is weight loss happens between hunger and enough. It
Like
doesn't
that.
happen between filling up your plate and leaving bites behind.
Last year in January, I felt like I was not quite making the progress I wanted to make. So I started, somebody on and No BS had shared this. They were collecting their bites left behind. And so for January, I put all the leftover bites in a for like a baggie in my freezer, and I weighed that, and it was 6 pounds of food, and I had lost 5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
That was
That's
pretty
interesting.
powerful for me. It was a good like visual.
So 6 pounds of food and lost 5. Wow,
Yeah.
that's pretty crazy right there.
Yeah.
And when you were leaving the bites behind, were you thinking about enough, or was it just a visual calculation in your mind?
I think it was a little bit of both. I was kind of curious what it would, how much it would amount to. I grew up in the clean plate club, like many of us, right? Grew
Oh,
up in the
yeah.
clean plate club. And I was curious how it might equate to weight loss. I didn't know if it would or it wouldn't, but I thought it'd be a fun experiment to do. And then for me at the time, I was coming out of the holidays and I had lost a couple pounds over the holidays, which was fantastic. And so it was kind of like I want to make sure I keep going. I still had, a little bit more that I wanted to lose, and then summer hit. But so it was just kind of more experimental for me, but I had dialed in on enough pretty well at the time.
So that's telling, right?
Yeah.
When you really dial in on enough. So you mentioned now that there's more, I don't think you, I think I wrote this down. I don't know that you use this word, more mindless eating.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you use the word mindless, or was that my word?
I might have.
Okay.
I don't
I'm gonna
remember.
let you have
That's
it
what
so that I can
it
use it. How about that? Eating when you're not, when you're doing something else is mindless
Yeah.
eating,
Yeah.
right? Or
Not at
eating
all
on the
paying
run can
attention.
be mindless eating.
Yeah.
And when we take our brains out of the equation, it's harder to find enough because we're not just paid it, we're not paying attention. Because enough is weird, right? It's not really a feeling in our body, it's more behavioral,
Yeah.
right? Because it's and we can feel when we've overeaten.
Oh God, yeah.
But the behaviors around enough are what really show us that, you know, it's coming up, kind of like you said, pushing the last few bites around or looking for the
Yeah.
last bites. Or I have a thought sometimes that'll come in, they'll say, I wonder if that's enough. And I'll go, there it is. Right? Sometimes I sit back from the table and I don't even realize I've done it. I'm like, oh, okay. I've sat
Yeah.
back from the table. It's like my body senses that I can slow down and I don't need to eat as much, or I can slow down my eating. So watching for those cues becomes really important in a way to find enough, but then managing that thought that, you know, wish I could eat
Yeah.
more is also really important when it comes to finding enough.
Yeah, I think sometimes I know so many people that have said this, and that I always laugh when I say this. Sometimes I get really like angry because I had 5 bites of food and I want to keep eating because it tastes really good. I
Yeah.
couldn't possibly be full from, I couldn't possibly have had enough for a meal at 5 bites, which intellectually I know is possible, but my body is like, no, girl, I
Yeah.
want to keep eating.
It depends on what you're eating sometimes. It depends on if you're someone on a medical weight loss drug, right? 5 bites, you know, you could hit that
Yeah.
wall pretty quick.
Yeah, that's true.
But tell me why it makes you angry.
I think it stems from growing up. My mom is a retired chef. She's an amazing chef and she makes some phenomenal food and she will drop it over sometimes. So it's like food is love, and growing up, I mean, we ate all of our feelings. We ate the happy ones, the mad ones, the sad ones, the glad ones, all of them. Everything was celebrated with food. And I think while I have dealt with most of that, it creeps back in times like this.
Yeah.
So it's like
So,
you don't wanna, I don't know.
yeah, no, I get it. I get it. So what can you tell yourself? Give me, you know, let's play. Let's pretend this is going to happen at dinner tonight. You're going to eat, I don't know, 8 or 10 bites of dinner. You're going to have a clear sign that you've had enough, and you're going to be mad. You're going to be like, oh, man, this was good
This
too.
is good food.
Yeah.
I think I need to remind myself that it is good. You are right. It is good. I can also eat it tomorrow. I can put it on my plan for the next day. I don't need to finish it all right now.
Yeah, but we want it
I
now.
want it now.
We want it now.
I don't know, like some of those kind of I'm trying to think of like a Corinne-ism that I've heard her say, like something like, I can't remember what she used to say. It's skipping my mind right now, but I also think like I need to honor, if I do plan most of the time, so like I need to honor the plan, and the plan says I eat to enough every day that is on my plan. So it's like keeping my word to myself,
Oh, yeah.
which I'll keep my word for everyone else, but put myself
So,
last on that
keeping
list.
my word to myself, that's what you should write on your plan.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to keep my word to myself
Yeah.
in all these ways. I promised myself I would brush my teeth in the morning. I'm going to do that. I promised myself I'd record podcasts today. I'm going to do that too. Promised myself I would stop eating dinner when I started pushing my food around. I'm going to do that
Yes.
too.
That's
And
good.
it's, huh?
That's good.
Yeah. And it's going to be, and I know I'm going to, it's going to feel uncomfortable, but
Yeah.
that's part of the process. And until I get used to doing this, I'm going to be a part of how the word I'm going to keep is be sitting through the discomfort. Because honestly, how long does that last?
60 to 90 seconds. It's, then I've
Long enough
moved
to put the
on.
food away and be distracted by the next thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, for some people, it might last longer, but really and truly, by and large,
Yeah.
put the food away, or we pack ourselves a nice little lunch for the next day, and then, we're on to the next thing.
And then be done. Yeah.
Yeah. And keeping your word to yourself is likely going to result in weight loss if you are pretty good at doing that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
not just like the wavy weight of maintenance.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I like how you were kind of listing out those things, and I think for right now, for me, I'm going to need to list those things out so that I can, at the end of the day, I can literally just check the box on did I or didn't I, versus before I could just ask myself that question, but now just because the way my mind is working right now, I think I need to literally list those things out. That was
I
excellent
think
point.
listing them out and going back and checking them off will slow you down a little bit. So
Yeah.
you're not glazing over and moving on to the next thing quite so quickly, too.
For sure.
Because that's one of the things that you mentioned. You said you were, working a lot and, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to slow you down, like put you behind at work. It's going to slow you down about, what, a minute and a half,
Right. Right.
which you would have spent eating if you had overeaten anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. I probably spent 5 more minutes eating, let's be real.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
So, all right, wrap this up in a bow for me. Tell me how you're gonna best bust through this maintenance.
Yeah, so I am going to make sure I journal, do my plan every day. And on the plan, I am going to write out very specific ways I'm going to keep my word to myself. And they will include eating when I'm hungry, stopping at enough, leaving bites, putting the food away, drinking my water,
Keeping my word to myself.
keeping my word to myself. That'll kind of be the overall category, and that'll be all the things. Yeah, I think that will be very helpful to keep my head in the right space instead of
And the
beating
other,
myself up.
well, the other thing we practiced just a little bit was ping ponging.
Yes.
If you hear this thought, how are you going to respond? And how are you going to respond again? Sometimes, sometimes that conversation can go on for a minute.
Oh,
But I
yeah.
really want more. I know you do, sweet pea. I know you want more. We'll have some tomorrow. But I want it now. I know you want it now, but we also want weight loss more. I think Corinne talked about this recently. She talked about short-term benefits versus long-term
Yes.
benefits, short-term pleasure versus long-term pleasure.
I am an immediate gratification kind of person, always have
Don't
been.
we
It is a
all?
great life struggle.
Yes.
Not just for food, but for just about everything.
And that's what happens is that our brains go, yeah, but right now.
Yeah.
And we go, okay, right now. Because we don't give ourselves the opportunity to think about if I say, I'm going to wait, not just no, but I'm just going to wait for a minute on the immediate gratification, then we get tenfold, 100 times fold in the long-term gratification when it comes to weight loss.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Got anything else? I still don't have any other hands. I guess it's going to be a short call tonight, y'all.
Yeah, I think for me that's the biggest thing is just really just dialing it back in is because I know this works and it wasn't hard and I that one statement made it hard.
It does.
Yeah.
I think to myself, especially when it comes to holidays, I think, it's February 16th, so we're good, 6 weeks past most of the holidays. But if you have a pound or two gain or even 5 pound gains through the holidays, it's not a problem because if you return back to the habits that you had prior to the holidays when you were losing, not get back at it, but just like, what was I doing again that was working and that, didn't seem that hard? then that 5 pounds comes right back off. It's just it's picking that back up and the continuation of the habits that you were building that busts through those 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's kind of like I found a new way of telling myself to get back on the train when I'm like, there is no damn train. Like, this is life. But I found a new way of saying it that had the same exact physical reaction, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Words change worlds.
They do, and you can feel them in your body. And when they give you that icky feeling, you know you got to fix the words. You got to fix how you're thinking.
So I'm going to focus on keeping my word to myself. That's it.
Keep your words clean. Make them feel
Yes.
good, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
See ya. Right. And Shelley, while you were on, somebody asked about your podcast in the chat. So you might not see it, so I'll just tell you. Kate, see what you got, Kate. Jen says, I'm starting to realize as I listen that I try to rationalize not stopping at enough by telling myself the bubbles from my seltzer is filling my belly, not the food. Need to start paying attention to that thought. Yeah, our brains can be so much fun, y'all. They can tell us all kinds of fun stuff, justification thoughts. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Sorry, I didn't do my hair. I just came straight from
I don't
the
care about your hair. Your hair's
gym.
cute. I mean, I wish I had all that long hair. Obviously, my hair's like, I just got a haircut and she went wild with the scissors. So, there you go.
It's very hot here, so I think I had a cut last week, but I think I might have to go again. It's summer here right now in Melbourne. So I have been, mucking, I saw mucking is maybe not the best word. I've been around sort of 5 pounds, so like 2 kilos, probably about 8, 9 months now. I am planning, I am assessing. I've made, I think, pretty significant changes in my diet. So I'm cooking a lot more from scratch. I'm cooking a lot less processed foods because it doesn't agree with my gut. That's the reason why I've made those changes. And like according to data, I'm eating where I should be. I'm, looking at my good proteins, my vegetables, and yeah, kind of just a bit frustrated because like nothing seems to be responding except when I do keto, which I have been suggested to do by a specialist, so not Instagram. And not there's anything wrong with Instagram, they have lots of lovely recipes. But yeah, so I have got medical advice to do that. And I struggled to maintain it. I'm a busy working mum with young children and just gone back to university at 42. It kind of has been when I previously lost 90 pounds, I lost it like living on my own, being single, and kind of just it was just a lot easier because you're only cooking for yourself, I suppose. And the one thing I found with keto when I did do it back then was that it is a lot of prep. Like you can do salads and things like that, but you get sick of what you're eating. So you want to try and make more interesting things that are, I guess, compliant, that nourish your body. I'm finding it really challenging now, even with the food prep with young kids and work and study and whatnot. So I did go see a specialist, and finally I'd been debating this like the 3, 4 years I'd been in no BS about going on a GLP-1, which I did go on and I am currently on. And it appears that I'm one of those 20% that's like the non-responder. So that was like the last thing I couldn't, like that was the last thing that I suppose I felt I wanted to just continue planning, continue assessing, take down the carbs. And then when I still wasn't getting results, a specialist said, you know what, because of your insulin resistance, because of, your age, and whatnot, we think it's time that you tried a GLP-1. And to be honest, I sat on it for 12 months and debated about it, just because I'd seen it not work with friends the minute they went off it, and I wanted to create a sustainable eating solution before I went on it to support. So I took my time before going on it, and yeah, basically I am a non, what they call a non-responder, at least to the one that I'm on at the moment, and then the
How
one
long
that's
have you
meant
been
to
on the one
be.
that you're on at the moment?
Yeah, so
How long?
here they call it, it's Ozempic for diabetes, which I'm not diabetic, so it's Wegovy. I think it's pretty much the same thing. So the specialist has said I need to be on, like, ideally I should be on Mounjaro, or Zepound, because it's got like a double agonist. And the situation here is kind of similar to the US. It's all private, mainly it's all privately funded here. Insurance doesn't really cover it unless you're a diabetic. And then it's basically free. So I'm not in that situation.
How long have you been on the Wegovy?
About 3 months now.
3 months. At what dose?
0.5. I started having really bad side effects when I went up, even when I went up slowly. So that seems to be as far as I can go without having some dizziness, to be honest. Sorry, it was affecting my driving, so I had to see where I am. Yeah, so it has helped in the sense that I'm sleeping a lot better, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so much better. I was waking up overnight, and now I'm not.
Have you?
And food, sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry, you've adjusted then? You're still on it and you've adjusted to the dose that the highest dose that you can that
Yes.
you feel like you can
Yeah,
take. Okay.
absolutely. Yeah.
Does it help with your hunger and enough signals?
Not really. I suppose what it's made me do is, because there's less conversation in my head about food, it's given me the space to prep more real food, I suppose. So, I felt less tired because I'm sleeping better. And that's given me the energy to prep more, like, I guess, nutrient dense food, which seems to just, so my gut health has really improved since I've been on it, actually. I was on metformin for many years for PCOS, and I expected to have really bad side effects. Moving to the GLP-1, it's actually been much better. And I have been preparing a lot more, like, less processed food for gut health. That's probably the main change. But in terms of like food noise and things like that, like, I could go to a restaurant now and still like eat a full plate of a big meal,
Oh, girl,
quite easily. Yeah. Whereas,
I'm on the third highest dose of Wegovy, and I can overeat like the best of them. I don't feel good after I do, but and I my hunger and enough are a little bit clearer in my mind. But I don't want you to think that the Wegovy prevents overeating, right?
No. Oh, I know it doesn't. That's why I've got my data. Oh, that's for sure. I
Good.
wasn't expecting it to be I wasn't expecting huge results because I was eating pretty well, to be honest. The friends that have had really great results, they were eating fast food pretty much every meal, and some of them consuming a fair amount of alcohol regularly, which wasn't my camp. So I wasn't expecting it to be, I'm going to lose lots of fat straight away. I probably was expecting some results. And that's kind of where we're at the moment. So my sort of stuck phase is I want to give keto a good go again, even without lifestyle, only because that's what they're saying, the doctor's saying I should be doing if I'm not responding to the GLP-1 and I can't take the Zepound. I'm just really struggling to maintain it, I suppose.
Okay, so Christy, who is a pharmacist here in the States, knows a lot about these medications, and she's posted here something I want to read to you, and then we'll kind of put this to bed for now, okay? Until insulin and blood sugar levels are regulated, the food noise reduction and appetite suppression will take a back seat, and then weight loss will come in most cases. So, just I wanted to share that with you. Once insulin and blood sugar are regulated for you. Now,
And you call yourself a GLP-1 non-responder, yet you told me all these good responses you're having with the medication. So be careful. I'm big about the word debate. I'm big about, if you're having a benefit in this medication, it would just be like, here's something for cholesterol, here's something for blood pressure. Don't discount the benefits that you are having if this is something that you want to continue with. Okay.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's
Okay.
a good reframe. Thanks.
So let's think about that. Now, in all this stuff you've been telling me about planning, assessing, quality of food, keto, all that kind of stuff, you haven't mentioned anything about hunger and enough. Are you also tracking those as you're assessing? Are you making sure that your hunger and enough are, pretty well up in the 80%, 85%?
Enough.
Okay.
Hunger, I tend to still probably eat on the clock with the kids.
Okay.
And then when I'm on my own, I kind of forget to eat, to be honest.
Okay.
And then I normally catch up later in the day when they come home.
Yeah, well, okay, catch up later in the day. So eating timed, I don't have a big problem with timed eating. I have to timed eat because I have so many calls through the week, okay? I still stop it enough when I eat. Okay? So if you want to eat with the kids, I don't have a problem with that. Just don't, be cognizant of how much enough is. Okay? Not overfull, not clean your plate, not like Shelly, leave a couple token bites behind. No. Stop. Do your best to hit enough, okay, each time you eat. I hope that's Shelly laughing. So that's really important. When it comes to keto, when it good, it was her. When it comes to keto, what are your other than the amount of time it takes to prep, which you kind of talked yourself around because you're sleeping better and you have a little bit more time and stuff like that. What are the other barriers to that?
Just at night, so I don't eat usually past 6 p.m. because I sleep better if I don't. It just seems that like if it's or if like refined carbs that I know aren't good for insulin resistance, that I will not eat during the day and not have a big battle about it. I'm just like, that's not getting me where I need to be. It's not what my body needs right now. And I stick to my plan. All good. Between 4 and 6:30, I think we used to call it the witching hour. I think we came up with some another name because of different beliefs. I can't remember what the new term is, sorry. But that time period is a bit crazy town here. So what I have found is if the kids are running around eating carbs and things like that, not necessarily highly processed, but just not what's meant to be on my plan. I am eating at that time. I'm still tracking it though, and in theory, I still should be losing weight, but I'm not probably because I'm not doing what I'm meant to be doing on the fuel source. That's probably the time period where I'm eating off plan at that time.
How do you know you should still be losing weight if you're eating between 4 and 6:30 with the
Because I
kids?
do lift pretty, because I lift pretty heavy, and I do my body composition, and like when I do eat those things, I am tracking like what I'm eating, and then the end of the day data should still put me in a position where I still should be in theory losing fat, gaining muscle. That's not happening,
Okay.
and I,
But
yeah.
is that, are you comparing that to some data source that is like an average of women your
Yeah,
age? Yeah.
yeah, yeah,
Yeah. So basically you're calling yourself average and you're not.
yeah,
Right?
yeah.
Because
That's fair.
that's what happens, right? When we compare to some kind of outside source, we don't know A, who the people in the study were, B, were they men, were they women, were they, whatever. So, sorry, I'm distracted by the chat. So I want you to think of yourself as the authority, the supreme authority over what you need in your body. Okay, and tracking it should be the data that you look at, not as compared to anything else, but the data you look at as to how your body responds to particular foods or a particular type of eating or a particular time of eating or anything like that. Okay. So even though you're eating within the confines of this data source that tells you you should be losing based on what you're doing and heavy lifting and all that kind of stuff, it might not be true because your body is different, right? It processes things differently. You have insulin resistance. Your physician has suggested that you stay on a particular protocol for your health. I suppose it was for your health or for your weight loss. Yet when
Well,
the
for
kids are
insulin resistance mainly,
For insulin resistance. So the foods that you're eating between 4 and 6:30, you said, don't always meet those guidelines you've been given by your physician, right? So if you were to clean those up, what do you think might happen?
Well, hopefully some progress, and if nothing happens, then I guess that's another conversation with the doctor, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's focus in, let's narrow in then around this 4 to 6:30 time and see if we can wrap you in some tools that prevent you from eating whatever it is. Tell me what it is. Is it like cookies, chips, crackers?
No, nothing like that. Like corn cakes. We're pretty,
Thanks.
yeah, we're pretty, yeah. It's we're pretty health conscious in the family with the children, especially the daughters inherited mum's genes. So we're very aware about, and even with my kids, like I've taught my now 7-year-old, from age 5, mouth hunger and tummy hunger, and we talk about enough, and because I don't want her to have the trauma that I've had. So we're very aware of what they're eating, but we do give them like carbohydrates, like whole grain bread and things like that. So they're not, there's anything wrong with it. But they're not eating Doritos or having ice cream or anything like that at this time of night. It's more sort of they might be having some sourdough bread or rice crackers, things like that. That's kind of really it. Maybe some like popcorn cooked in the microwave. But yeah, they're all sort of what I would classify as empty carbs, in the sense that like they're not going to fill me up. You normally put something on top of them. I'm not putting ranch or anything on them. I just actually made my own hummus from scratch yesterday. But again, it's
Oh, I
that,
love some hummus.
like, am I probably hungry at that time? Probably not. It's just sort of like pick up from the bench, move, go. I am tracking it though. But like, am I hungry? Not really. It just seems that that period I struggle to focus on my plan.
So that's the key right there, right? It doesn't, corn cake, sourdough bread, popcorn, all of those are, much better, like you said, than cookies and crackers and whatnot. But if your body doesn't need them, it doesn't need them, right? So let's talk about how you can manage this time period, and not eat what the kids are eating, because the kids are probably hungry, right? Yeah, because you've taught them how to do that. So talk to me about what it might look like for you to feed the kids their snack and you not have it and you not eat it. What could that look like?
I've tried reminders on my phone, and then I stopped looking at them, like to ask if
Why?
I'm hungry.
Why do you stop looking at them?
I think because I get repetitive after a while and you zone out.
Oh, okay. So you're not just going, no, I'm not. I'm
Oh
going to eat
no.
anyway.
It's more just like miss it in between, like doing other things, not ignoring it.
What if you?
I've tried like changing the alarm sound, like on the reminders, to like cue me into different, as opposed to other notifications. But then again,
What if you just
like,
catch yourself eating and stop?
I do that.
Okay. And what if you just tell, set out the snack for the kids and tell yourself tonight, today's a day I don't have a snack. I don't need one. I'm not hungry. I'll wait for dinner.
Maybe I could put a piece of paper on the bench next to my plan. I'm still doing a tactile plan. It just works better for me. But maybe I could put a piece of paper next to the bench and
Why don't
write
you put the
stuff
plan where the quick
down.
snacks are? If you think that would be helpful, right? So are you eating out of habit or are you eating to reduce stress?
Both.
Okay. So how could you reduce stress differently? Maybe before you feed the kids.
I have to have a think about that. I think they're just tired. Like it's summer here. They're from at home from school. Everyone's hot. So they're, and they're in primary school, so they're fighting, the usual stuff. They get a bit demanding after school, as most kids do. So I try and set up my day better that between work and study, I train, I go to gym and that before they come home. Maybe doing some like quick mindfulness.
Maybe you talk to yourself on the way home. I know what I'm walking into. I don't need a snack. I'm going to have some water. Keep your heart, bring your nervous system down, bring your energy level down a little bit. 'Cause
I'm quite good at drinking water, but I think in that period, maybe I could. So I have about at least 2 liters a day. Sorry, I'm not sure what that is and was. But maybe I could try and schedule some, like a reminder for water in that period. I haven't done that.
When you get home and the kids are crazy, right? And it's hot. Are they going, "Mama, I want a snack. I want a snack. I want a snack." Are they asking for a snack? And you fix it for them? Or what? So, what if you tell yourself on the way home, "I know I'm going to walk into it's going to be crazy town. It's hot here, summer." And where'd you say? Australia?
Melbourne,
Melbourne. Yeah, that's what you said. I know it's going to be hot. I know the kids are going to be crazy. I don't need to eat. In fact, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to break this plateau. So just for today, I'm going to skip the snack. I'm going to make it for the kids. I'm going to set them down and I'm going to leave the kitchen. Can you do that? Can you leave the kitchen?
Well, I'm normally prepping their dinner, but what I can do is put the snacks off the peninsula and on the kitchen table where I am now.
Yeah, that'll
That could
work.
definitely work.
That
I
keeps you
could do
from
that.
keeps you from the habitual grabbing, right? Because that's what happens, right? But I think you have to. So I think it's twofold. I think you have to talk to yourself. You have to bring your energy up. Talk to yourself about what your intention is, why you're doing this. I'm not restricting. I'm just not hungry. It's okay. This is the kids' snacks. The other thing you can do is make their snacks super easy to give to them. So, instead of prepping them, maybe they're already fixed. So all you have to do is go, "Here's yours and here's yours. Sit over here while you eat it. I'll be in the kitchen." Or you see what I'm saying?
I can just, we've just switched to all tin lunch boxes here because of the microplastics and whatnot. So I can definitely like cut up some fruit and, do their crackers and hummus and cheese and just 2 lunch boxes, like, just before I pick them up from school and hand that to them. Yeah, I can definitely do that. Yep, for sure. I haven't done that.
So it would be really interesting for you to do this for a couple of weeks and see what comes up. What does your brain throw at you? Oh, wait, we're not eating. Are you sure? What does your brain throw at you? And after a couple of weeks of you doing this, it would be interesting to see what the scale says.
And you raise a really interesting point because when we do have my son plays netball and my daughter does dancing and that, when we do a straight pickup from school and off to activities, I pack their snacks and lunchbox and I don't eat anything. Because, I've packed what they need. And I'm not hungry. And often I will pack myself something in case I get hungry, but I don't usually eat it.
Interesting, right? So it might be less about the stress of the evening and more about the habit.
That's a really, really, really good idea.
Okay. So I want you to do this for me. It's February 16th. I want you to come back on March, I don't know, come into Ask Coaches 2 weeks from
Okay.
today
All
and
right,
tell
I
me how
will.
it's going. And tell me if you're seeing any progress, if you're able to not snack, if there's is there any more emotional work we need to do? Or, did you figure out it's just habit? And when the kids have ball and dance, I don't snack. So, maybe I'm figuring
Yeah.
out how to do this here too, at home.
Yeah,
See if
no,
that
that totally makes sense. Yeah.
doesn't help you bust that plateau a little bit. Because here's the thing. If you eat, let's say 5 bites of a snack 7 days a week, that's 35 bites, which is a couple of meals you've eaten in snacks that you don't need. That could make a
Yeah.
big difference. 5 bites a day could make a big difference, right?
Yeah. And that one sort of 2 hour interval is pushing myself out of the carb intake, the specialist and I agreed to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that sound doable?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to write this down and listen to this again. Thank you so much, Kathy. And thank you for sharing your story on, your GLP-1 success, like highs and lows. It's really helpful. Yeah, like to hear it from an authentic person. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for raising your hand. All right. Take
Bye.
care. Bye. No, it really is about finding those little places in your day when you are eating a little bit past enough, or eating when you're not hungry, or if you've got all that at 100%, it might be a food quality issue, but that's the last thing. That is the very last thing we have to worry about. Weight loss happens between hunger and enough. And when you come to Ask Coaches and you say, I'm on a stall and I can't figure this out and all that kind of stuff. I want you to bring me your data that says, for the past week, I've, breakfast, ate when I'm hungry this percentage of time, that stopped at enough this percentage of time, lunch, dinner, snacks. I want to know all that because then it becomes super clear as to what I can help you with. I'm going to tell you, 7 times out of 10, it's enough at dinner time. Now, for Kate, it was hunger at snacks. But until we kind of dug in, and until I got her talking about it, that's not what we realized. That's how we came to that conclusion. So when you come to Ask Coaches and we start asking you questions about it, that's why, because we're trying to find that place where you might be eating a few bites too many that's keeping you on that stall. That makes sense? All right. Anybody else have anything? Anything at all? I don't see any questions. Anything else in the chat? Let's see. Glad I stayed awake. It's after midnight here in Spain. This call will fill my dreams and create a good mindset for tomorrow, following days. Yeah. Awesome. Remember, when you're talking to yourselves, that words matter too. That's the other lesson here tonight. When you speak the words, your brain hears them and it believes them. So make sure you're telling yourself the truth and make sure you're using words that are impactful for you. Okay. All right. Got a quick Q&A here. Sandy says, I don't know why I'm eating. All right, Sandy. Either raise your hand or I'm going to give you an Ask Coaches assignment, which is going to be. I'm going to give you an Ask Coaches assignment unless I see your hand raise. Okay. I want you to collect. Oh, she's raised her hand. Let's do it, Sandy. Let's do it. Are you coming? Here she comes. I'm going to put you on a fast train, Sandy. There you are. Hi. All right.
Hi, Kathy.
Tell me when you're overeating.
What I don't understand is I've lost 25 pounds, was doing so well, and then the last couple of weeks, I don't know why I keep eating. I like today, I thought, no, okay, today I'm going to get back on track. I'm
Okay.
going to do what I used to be doing to lose the weight. I was losing 1 pound a week and doing great. I've been doing that since August. And then the past couple of weeks, I don't know why I'm eating fast enough.
Tell me the last time you ate past enough.
Oh, today I ate like a
What meal?
crazy person.
What meal?
My let's see, lunch. For
Okay.
lunch, I had seen a comment that you made on Facebook that I thought was, I've been looking for lunch ideas. And you said something about you like the salad kits.
I do. Girl, the Taylor Farms Everything Salad Kit,
Yeah.
you could eat every
And
day and twice on Sunday. I love that
oh,
one.
they're so delicious.
Yeah.
So I thought half a bag of that, make two portions out of it, and that'd be 2 days of having that salad kit. Well, I noticed like an hour after eating that, I was hungry.
Okay.
And I noticed the thought, I shouldn't be hungry. That should have been enough. But I was so hungry.
Did you put any protein on that salad?
No.
No, you ate lettuce and dressing and a few little bagel chips.
True.
Of course you were hungry.
And then I started getting upset that I was hungry. And I'm like,
Okay,
see,
yeah.
I'm messing this up. I'm not doing it again. And
Oh, there's the words. Okay.
So then I start eating. I thought, well, I'll eat a few Triscuits. That'll fill me up. I ate a few Triscuits and I'm like, now I want something sweet. And then all my old stuff started flooding back. And the next thing you know, I have eaten chocolate. I've eaten
Yeah,
potato
sugar.
chips. And I'm so mad at myself. Why did I do that?
Two things. When we graze, we don't find enough. And
Okay.
I can tell you that I have to really watch myself on the weekends because a lot of times we'll go to breakfast and we'll do it a little bit late. And then I'll say, I'm not really hungry for lunch, but I need to go ahead and get something in because I want to
Right.
wait till dinner. So I'll just have a banana. Well, maybe I'll have a couple of the crackers too, and maybe I'll have some cheese. And by the time I'm done, I have eaten a whole meal plus some, and I'm not
You know
hungry for
what?
dinner.
That's 100% what I'm doing. I'm
Okay.
grazing.
So you have to, what I want you to do is I want you to take that salad kit and I want you to put a little protein on it. Okay.
Okay.
Whether it's rotisserie chicken or a bag of tuna or some roasted chickpeas if you're vegetarian. Something like that, pair it with something that's actually going to sustain you as well, because
Okay.
maybe a little bit of cheese on it. Stay with your half a bag if that's where you get to enough, but put something in there that's harder for your body to process
Okay.
so that you stay satisfied longer.
That totally makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, Christy says, yeah, get the protein in. Shelley loves spicy chicken sausage with her bag salad.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Then the other thing, Sandy, is you're adding to the eating by the way you're talking to yourself. Oh, you're so, I don't remember what you said. You shouldn't have eaten that. Did you say you were so stupid? Did you say
I
that?
was mad at myself.
Mad at myself. That's what it was. Oh, I'm just mad at myself. I shouldn't have done that and blah, blah, blah. What happens? Our nervous systems get out of whack. We get all this extra energy in our body. And then we're like, well, forget it. I'm just going to go ahead and eat. I'll
You know
start
what?
again.
Yeah, that's
Right?
exactly what I'm doing.
So two things, protein and language.
Yes.
All right.
I also need to tighten up on my 24-hour plan. I've been kind of, putting in flexible meal. I didn't do that when I lost
What is
25
that? What does that
pounds.
mean?
That means
Flexible.
whatever.
So if you're going to say that,
Yeah.
say whatever
Parameters.
I can get to enough with protein
Right,
or
right,
something like that, okay?
right.
Because
Yeah.
that's how I plan on vacation. I don't know what I'm going to eat on vacation, but when I plan, I'm like, I'm going to eat breakfast to enough, and I'm going to
Right.
make sure it has a good protein source.
Right.
Dinner
Right.
to enough with protein. That's so
Right.
flexible meal is your words of saying that's permission to eat anything as
It
much as I
is.
want,
It
right?
is. It
So
is.
define what that means on your
Yeah.
plan. If you have to have a meal where you just don't know what to define it
Define.
as, I'm eating to enough and I'm going to make sure I got a good protein source in there.
I'm only 10 pounds away from my goal, and I've just got it set in my head that this 10 pounds is going to be so hard. Got
Oh,
the
poor worm.
25. I'm just sure I'm going to have to eat a lot less and do a lot more.
Was the last 10 pounds hard?
I don't, well, no, not really.
Okay,
No.
then why do you think your brain thinks this 10 pounds can be hard?
Right.
Maybe your brain's
That's
just
true.
wrong, right? I'll never
Right.
forget the day where I was the day Corinne told me, not everything your brain tells you is true, right? Not everything you think
I
is true.
like that.
And I was like, what?
I'm also thinking, I've noticed, I keep thinking people are starting to notice that I've lost weight and my clothes fit and I'm doing really well. Maybe where I'm at is just fine. Well, it's not what I want it to be at though. I'm giving up on it. Like, oh, okay, well, I'm forget the last 10. Maybe I don't need to lose the last 10.
No, your brain is telling you that because you don't need to work on that last 10 because you've decided they're hard. Your brain doesn't
That's
want to do
it.
hard things.
That's it. It is.
Yeah.
And every day I've been getting up the last 2 weeks. Okay, today's the day I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to get back on track. And so this morning, of course, breakfast is easy, you know. Breakfast, okay, I'm doing it great. And then lunch, I had the salad again, and it is delicious. It's really good. And
Stuff.
I was looking forward to having it. And
Gonna tell you, put some chicken and some feta cheese on it, and you've just leveled it up in a
okay.
really good way.
Okay, it's just it's not enough to sustain me long enough to get to my next meal. That's what it is. Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking maybe carbohydrates is what I needed,
Which
but
has
protein.
you're but you're getting the bagel chips, you're getting the carbs with the bagel
That's
chips
true.
that are in
That's
the
true.
salad. So, just kind of play with it a little bit, but give your body more to work on than lettuce and a little bit of dressing.
Yeah,
Okay.
and
Or
I
cabbage
did
or whatever.
notice also with that salad kit that I was figuring up the calories. I'm wanting to go back to the old way of doing it. I know. I thought, okay, there's four servings in here, it says, and I multiplied it by four and divided it by two, figured out my calories, and that should be enough calories. I'm not eating any more than this. And I'm going back to some old mentality.
If it was only that easy. Because that's a whole it's a whole lot easier to do that kind of math than it is to say, I've had enough. I don't need any more.
That is true. That is true. And I lost 25 pounds doing it by without counting a single calorie.
See, that's what your brain wants you to say. That's what your I mean,
Right.
what I said is what your brain wants you to say.
Right.
It's a lot easier
Right.
to go by what somebody else tells me is a serving rather than checking with my stomach. No. Again, our brains can tell us crazy stuff. So
That's 100% it. It is.
next time you think the last 10 pounds will be hard, what are you going to say?
The last 10 pounds aren't any different than the first 25. Just keep
Right.
going.
Especially if you're honoring enough. Now, you might not need as much food as you did 25 pounds ago, but that's okay because there's
Right.
food is we have food aplenty, right?
Yeah. So tomorrow, I think I also need to, excuse me, tone it down on the beating myself up first thing in the morning. I get up. Okay, now today I'm going to start again. I'm going to
No, we're
hit
not
hard.
starting again. Today we're making a plan according to the way Kathy and I talked about it last night.
Right,
And we're going to see
right,
how it goes. Then we're going to assess it and I'm going to pivot if I need to.
right, right. And if things don't go perfectly, I don't need to say, okay, well, I might as well have a bag of chips. I've already goofed up. It's kind of funny. I've learned all those things since August. Lost 25 pounds, and then now it's just so easy to just slide back in, like
Well, remember, I want you to think about this. How old are you, Sandy? I know, not a delicate
64.
question. 54, okay.
64.
50, 64. 63 years of just, oh, well, it's not perfect, so I'm going to eat again, right? I'm going
Right.
to have a snack. And since August, 6 months of, no, that's not what we do anymore. Which do you think is going
Good.
to, which do you think is going to be the more solid habit? Right, the more solid thing that your brain is going to go
Right.
to, you just have to go in there and go, oh wait, that's not, I don't do that anymore.
I
Right,
like that. That's good.
it gives yourself a little bit of compassion. It takes it when we're going up against 63 years worth of eating, it can take us a minute
to remember
Right.
that we've decided not to eat that way anymore. Because
Right.
look, I've lost 25 pounds.
Right.
Right?
I went to ask coaches
Okay.
because since August, I have worked out like religiously, 10,000 steps a day, 5 days a week, working with weights 3 days a week, Pilates 2 days a week, and cardio. I mean, I've been working out like a
Good for
crazy
you.
person.
I bet you feel good.
Well, I do feel good, but then I kind of, the last couple of weeks, I'm tired of doing it. Takes so much time to do all of that, 10,000 steps a day, and the cardio, and the Pilates, and the weight training. And I've got other things that I've needed to do, taking care of my dad and, things with the family. And so they said, ask coaches. The answer was that I could dial it back a little bit. But my brain is wanting to say, well, now you're not going to lose the weight.
How do you know?
I know. Yeah. My brain is thinking, okay, you've slacked off and now you're not going to be able to do it.
So let's be clear for anybody listening to this, we don't give exercise advice.
No.
We help you decide the exercise schedule that works for
Right.
you, right?
Right.
So we didn't say, oh, Sandy, take a break.
No.
Worked with you until we
Right.
figured out that it was
Exactly.
okay to dial it back a little bit
Yeah.
because
Sandy
yeah.
added on that part.
Right.
Right. I
So
heard Corinne coach someone once that she said, the four basics, do you see anywhere that it says exercise? Because the lady was doing, you have to do this and this, and what should I do? And she said, do you see that anywhere? And she said, no, you don't have to. But it is a good idea if that's what you choose to do.
Well,
But
it's a
my
basic
brain wanted to
movement.
take it and say, oh, if I don't do 10,000 steps a day and the cardio and the Pilates and the, I'm not going to lose weight. That's what made me lose the weight.
Yeah, and you don't know that because you haven't tried,
Exactly.
right? And I will offer you
Exactly.
this too. If you're doing all that movement, your body may be asking for more food than it will if you decrease the amount of movement
I
because
hadn't
your
thought,
body
yeah.
is smart. Your body is smart. It knows how much energy it needs to take care of what you're asking it to do. Okay?
That's a good point.
So just be open to that. If you increase exercise, your body may ask for more food. If you decrease exercise, your body may ask for less food. Not a
Okay.
problem. It's just the way our physiology works. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, I'm starting to see clearly what I'm doing. Yeah, that salad kind of, I let it throw me for a loop. Started counting calories and doing all the things, Yeah. Just going back to some diet mentality. I can tighten that up. I can fix that.
All right. Do it. Go
I will.
forth. Do good work. Talk to yourself nicely.
I will. I
Okay.
will. All right.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That is it for tonight. If you need anything at all, you know where to find me and ask coaches. You can tag me in the Facebook group. All the coaches are around. We're all around all the time. Of course, we have private coaching. If you want to go one-on-one, talk about something deeper, or just get a little accountability that way, any of that works. We're here. We're here for whatever you need, okay? All right. You guys have a great evening, and I will see you soon.